Dads and ladies, welcome to the Junior Classics.
Hi there, I'm Sir Bradley Hassey, a teller of borrowed tales. Join me as I share stories of courage, adventure, and wonder. But don't take my word for it. You can find out for yourself on today's Junior Classic.
I see your soul is in danger. Where did you come from, strange knight? Say not a word to her, for if you utter a single syllable, she will change you into a fish or some other creature and eat you. Who are you, and why did you come here?
Greetings, junior scholars. I am Sir Bradley Hassey, guardian of the written word and your guide through the Junior Classics. Our mission is to safeguard the classics and inspire children to a love of good reading and a real and lasting interest in Western literature and history. If this is your first time listening, thank you for joining us, and a very special thank you to my loyal listeners who tune in each and every episode, and especially my Patreon supporters who help keep the show going and growing. If you like what we are doing, creating stories for the good of your kids, consider supporting me on Patreon for $5 a month. You can also write me a letter at P.O. Box 1153, Crown Point, Indiana, 46308. Send me some letters about what you liked about a show, what you didn't like, and any artwork that you would like to send in. Today we continue our series, Slavic Tales, with the story called The Wonderful Hare. But before we get to the show,
Lost and Found Words!
Listen carefully to these words and their meanings and try and spot them during the story. Our first word today is rivulet. Rivulet with an R. A rivulet is a small stream smaller than a river. That's pretty easy to remember. Our second word is dumb with a D. This means unable to or unwilling to speak. You could also say speechless, tongue-tied, or close-mouthed. Our third word is secure. S-U-C-C-O-R, and I believe we've had this word before a long time ago. This means assistance or support in times of hardship or distress. Other words that mean secure are aid, help, or relief. And our last word is recommence, recommence with an R. This means to begin or begin again. And our story will recommence now.
The Wonders of Hare
by W.S. Karadzic. There once lived a man who was very poor and who had many children, so many that he was unable to support them. As he could not endure the idea of their perishing of hunger, he was often tempted to destroy them. His wife alone prevented him. One night, as he lay asleep, there appeared to him a lovely child in a vision. The child said,
"Oh man, I see your soul is in danger in the thought of killing your helpless children, but I know you are poor and am come here to help you. You will find under your pillow in the morning a looking glass, a red handkerchief, and an embroidered scarf. Take these three things, but show them to no one, and go to the forest. In that forest, you will find a rivulet. Walk by the side of this rivulet until you come to its source. There, you will see a girl as bright as the sun, with long hair streaming down her shoulders. Take care that she does you no harm. Say not a word to her, for if you utter a single syllable, she will change you into a fish or some other creature and eat you. Should she ask you to comb her hair, obey her. As you comb it, you will find one hair as red as blood. Pull it out and run away with it. Be swift, for she will follow you. Then throw on the ground first the embroidered scarf, then the red handkerchief, and last of all, the looking glass. They will delay her pursuit of you. Sell the hair to some rich man, but see that you do not allow yourself to be cheated, for it is of boundless worth. Its produce will make you rich, and thus you will be able to feed your children. Next morning, when the poor man awoke, he found under his pillow exactly the things the child had told him of in his dream. He went immediately into the forest, and when he had discovered the rivulet, he walked by the side of it, on and on, until he reached its source. There, he saw a girl sitting on the bank, threading a needle with the rays of the sun. She was embroidering a net made of the hair of heroes, spread on a frame before her. He approached and bowed to her. The girl got up and demanded,
"Where did you come from, strange knight?"
The man remained silent. Again, she asked him,
"Who are you, and why do you come here?"
And many other questions. But he remained silent as a stone, indicating with his hands only that he was dumb and in need of help. She told him to sit at her feet, and when he had gladly done so, she inclined her head toward him, that he might comb her hair. He began to arrange her hair as if to comb it, but as soon as he had found the red one, he separated it from the rest, plucked it out, leaped up, and ran from her with his utmost speed. The girl sprang after him and was soon on his heels. The man, turning round as he ran, and seeing that his pursuer would soon overtake him, threw the embroidered scarf on the ground, as he had been told. When the girl saw it, she stopped and began to examine it, turning it over on both sides and admiring the embroidery. Meanwhile, the man gained a considerable distance in advance. The girl tied the scarf round her bosom and recommenced the pursuit. When the man saw that she was again about to overtake him, he threw down the red handkerchief. At the sight of it, the girl again stopped, examined, and wondered at it. The peasant, in the meantime, was again enabled to increase the distance between them. When the girl perceived this, she became furious, and throwing away both scarf and handkerchief, began to run with increased speed after him. She was just upon the point of catching the poor peasant when he threw the looking glass at her feet. At the sight of the looking glass, the like of which she had never seen before, the girl checked herself, picked it up, and looked in it. Seeing her own face, she fancied there was another girl looking at her. While she was thus occupied, the man ran so far that she could not possibly overtake him. When the girl saw that further pursuit was useless, she turned back, and the peasant, joyful and unhurt, reached his home. Once within the doors, he showed the hair to his wife and children and told them all that had happened to him. But his wife only laughed at the story. The peasant, however, took no heed of her ridicule, but went to a neighboring town to sell the hair. He was soon surrounded by a crowd of people, and some merchants began to bid for his prize. One merchant offered one gold piece, another two for the single hair, and so on, until the price rose to 100 golden pieces. Meanwhile, the king, hearing of the wonderful red hair, ordered the peasant to be called in and offered him 1,000 gold pieces for it. The man joyfully sold it for that sum. What wonderful kind of hair was this after all? The king split it carefully open from end to end, and in it was found the story of many marvelous secrets of nature and of things that had happened since the creation of the world. The peasant thus became rich, and henceforth lived happily with his wife and children. The child he had seen in his dream was an angel sent down from heaven to secure him and to reveal to mankind the knowledge of many wonderful things which had hitherto remained unexplained.
The end.
Our story begins with a father who considers destroying his own children rather than letting them die of hunger. If you have been a longtime listener of the Junior Classics, then this should remind you of the story of Hansel and Gretel, our very first episode. In that show, I explained that there was a great famine which spread across the land and lasted several years. And there were legends of parents who abandoned their children because they were unable to feed them. Now, good thing for our father in today's tale that the good Lord sent an angel to speak to him in a dream and provide a way for him to feed his family. One question I have is, why was the special strand of hair red rather than brown, blonde, or black? If you have an idea, I would love to hear it. I also wonder what marvelous secrets of nature and creation were revealed that day. What special secrets do you think were discovered? Write me a letter and let me know. Until next time, I am Sir Bradley Hassey. Be brave, be loyal, and speak the truth.
Now for you parents out there, I want you to understand why we are doing this, what we are trying to achieve, and how you can help us. This is a rescue operation to preserve the classics and the wisdom within before it is lost forever. Our goal is to inspire children with a love of good reading by safeguarding and breathing new life into the greatest stories in history and empower you, the parents, with a resource you can trust to enrich your child's mind and spirit. We don't want these stories and the wisdom within to be forgotten, so our children don't have to learn these lessons on their own. The most important thing you can do for us is to spread the message and tell others about these stories and what we are doing. If you want to donate, we would love that as well. My promise is that 100% of donations will go to building the impact and quality of the Junior Classics. If you have feedback and thoughts on how we can do things better, please send an email
to juniorclassicspodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening to the Junior Classics.
And now, some epic Slavic music by our friends at World and Fantasy Music.